841, Dan and Dan, AM Quad Cities, News Talk 1420, WOC. Like we mentioned, it'll be a big day in the Senate as far as votes on gun control go. So, U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley this morning from Washington. Good morning to you, Senator.
I'm glad to be with you. How are you doing?
We're doing great. We're okay. Yeah. How are you? You got a busy day ahead of you, it looks like.
Yes, and that's okay. We get paid to do our work, and I'm glad to do it. And we have to be ready for almost anything.
All right, so now let's talk about the individual bills that you guys are going to be voting on today. I think there were four of them, and these are gun control, different types of gun control legislation. Is there a chance that any of these passes today?
If they take 60 votes, and I think the unanimous consent agreement says that they should take 60 votes, so if none of them get 60 votes, then nothing's going to change. And my bill that I'm going to have a vote on would improve and enhance the FBI background check system, put some money into it so it can be enforced, and particularly to get people that have mental disorders more apt to get them into the system. Because if you remember, a lot of domestic mass murders unconnected to terrorism most of those people have had mental issues. It requires reports to Congress on firearms prosecution, because this administration has cut down on firearms prosecution by about 25%, and it directs any gun walking tactics to be approved by the Department of Justice leadership, because you remember on Fast and Furious, people decided to go off on their own and to do that. And we don't know whether it was approved by higher-ups or not, but if the government's going to be involved in gun-walking like Fast and Furious, people at the highest levels of administration ought to be approving of it. Then in regard to Cornyn's amendment, basically it would put due process into the lists of that you're on, like the no-fly list as an example. People can get their names on there without knowing it. And if you want to find out if your name's on it, you ought to be able to find out. You shouldn't be on a no-fly list unless there's a judicial determination that you ought to be on it. So it lacks due process, and that would put due process into it. And then we think the Feinstein Amendment would probably continue taking people off the no-fly list. I think it's important to know that on last December, we had a vote on that, and the Deborah Register on December the 28th last year said, quote, and this is in the middle of the editorial, on December the 3rd, Senator Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst joined most of the Republican colleagues in voting against a bill that would have allowed the Attorney General to use a terror list, and there's several terror lists, to deny gun purchase. The senators had good reason to do so in their current form. The lists, including one that prevents suspected terrorists from flying on airplanes, are overly broad. People are put on the list without any notice and opportunity to be heard. In other words, people in this country are denied due process. I won't go into more details. Well, maybe I ought to say that the Feinstein proposal relies on a list known for inaccuracies, yeah. And you ought to have probable cause for being on the list.
We're speaking with Iowa Senator Charles Grassley. But isn't that the big dilemma? How can you be proactive in stopping these attacks without taking away people's rights?
Oh, well, I think that first of all, you ought to know that that what happened in Orlando, there isn't any of these proposals the Senate that would have kept him from getting his guns. And if you did things to keep him from getting guns, you could do like you did in Boston, make bombs to kill people.
Right.
But my amendment deals with a lot of these issues that are a problem here. And that's why I hope my amendment gets more consideration than it did last time, although it got more votes than any of the other gun amendments that were up last year.
I know you and I think that Dick Durbin was at that same press conference where you were basically just begging the president, can you just say radical Islamic terrorism? Can you say it? And I know it bothers people when the president won't say it because nobody thinks that this is all Islam, that this is all Muslims that want to do this, but there is a very certain specific group, and these are the ones that people like to call radical Islamic terrorists, that this is their goal, and when you can't, and people are just worried that if the president can't or won't recognize that for some reason, then you can't really fight it.
Let me respond to that with two things. One, to go back to previous Dan that said what we do about it. So my bill includes provisions that law enforcement notification will be given if a person who has been investigated for terrorism over the last 5 years attempts to buy a gun. That's in my amendment. And then in regard to what you just said, it's very important. I don't pretend, I would never say that President Obama is doing things to encourage what happened in Orlando, like some people are being accused of. Right. But the term radical Islamic terrorism is very important because words are very important. But we do need to be clear who the enemy is. And in this case, it is a radical brand of Islam, and we shouldn't hide from it. Not making that clear can allow that radicals can hide then behind the good name of Islam. We're not fighting Islam. We're fighting the radicals. And he made clear during his killing procedures, God is great. God is great. He posted on Facebook. He was very important that people would know why he was doing it because presumably he telephoned his wife are you hearing anything about it on television or on news media? And then lastly, what's sad about not using the words radical Islamic terrorism, presumably I heard on television this morning that they're going to release the 9/11 calls that he made, but the Justice Department is going to strike out any reference to radical Islamic terrorism. And if he said it, what's wrong with us knowing the words that he used?
Yeah, that is it's unbelievable they're going to do it that way.
Incredible.
Well, Senator, what time did your vote start today?
5:30.
Oh, okay. So
I will probably be giving my speeches in support of my bill sometime around 4 o'clock or later if you want to watch it on C-SPAN.
Okay. All right. Great. We'll
do it.
Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa, always good to talk with you. Thank you for joining us once again, sir.
Thank you. Goodbye.
That is, again, Chuck Grassley.